Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 24 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock and 67 degrees at our studios. Charlotte Schmidt with me, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great this morning. What great, good weather.
A little rain this morning.
Yeah, I didn't have to water my flowers again. I like that.
Board of Supervisors meeting this morning, Charlotte. Yes. How was the meeting overall?
About it was very good. How long was it?
Yeah, about how long?
Oh,
was it?
Lord. I would say 45 minutes today.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we had someone come and speak to us. So, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that. All the supervisors present at the meeting.
Mark Peterson, he zoomed in, but he was present. We're all present there.
Okay. All the routine preliminary items were approved.
All were approved, yeah.
Audience comments at the meeting?
There were none today.
Supervisors weekly committee and assignment updates.
I was the only one within the last week. I had the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital board meeting that I attended. So.
All right. Then the secondary roads update. What did Engineer Karen Albert have?
Okay, so they hauled rock to Red Oak, Elliott, and Wales area, spotting rock throughout the county, cleaning ditches and hauling dirt for road upgrade on 150th east of M63, and conducting equipment service and maintenance. The engineer's office has started back on a 5-day work week, 7 to 3:30, following the Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Okay, G Avenue Pipe Project, south of 180th Street. The company MDX poured the concrete footings for the pipe yesterday and will be setting pipe sections today, weather permitting.
Okay.
J Avenue Pipe Culvert.
Yes.
Yeah. I was excited about that. That's over by me. Homeland Security has finished their review of the project. It will now go to the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security to personally approve the project, since the project is over $100,000.
Okay.
And the review can take up to 60 days.
All right.
And projects are not officially obligated until they've undergone that review and found to be acceptable.
So. Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. Also, Barry had his first meeting with Holly Jackson from SWPCO to discuss changes to the zoning ordinance. So that's something that's in the process, and that was like an initial meeting with SWPCO. So.
All right.
Okay.
Busy times over at secondary roads.
Yeah. That's good.
Then you had the Department of Natural Resources. What was the discussion? And I think it was just a discussion item, no action taken, right?
Yeah, this was strictly discussion today. So the National Floodplain Insurance Plan is, they kind of explained it to us. The FEMA maps are already set and, you know, everything, it's already, you know, sectioned, and we know exactly what the maps look like. I hope I'm saying that right properly. Pardon me if I'm not. But anyway, we need to, as a county, to adopt that. And I said to her, I said, well, kind of explain that to us. So like if we have a federal disaster and we want to apply for federal funding, the federal government will pay 75%, and then the state 10%, and then the county would do 15%. Now, if we don't belong to the National Floodplain Insurance Plan, by the way, which is no cost to us,
okay,
then the state would not kick in their part of 10%. So then we would be responsible for 25%. The other reason it's good to have this in your county is there are certain homes that are in a floodplain, and some of them can't get flood insurance. If we are part of this, they may be able to get the actual, you know, flood insurance for their homes. So, but basically it's like special flood hazard areas, structure, city, resident, and accessory buildings. That's all included in this. And it's important for us to be part of this.
Okay.
And there was a good question. Somebody said, what did they ask? Say, you know, what are we liable for? Well, the only thing we're really liable for would be the percentage, you know, if we had a national disaster, or, you know, a huge flood or something, 500-year flood or whatever. So.
Right. So, again, a discussion item only at this point.
This was a discussion, and there's a lot of, they're helping They're working with the two that were there. One was Adrian Rice Hill and Jason Kahn from the state. And they actually drove down this morning, and they were physically there, and they spoke to us.
Okay.
And there's a lot of paperwork. There's an application, which Adrian said she's already started to fill it out for us, you know, and just get preliminary stuff going and all the paperwork. And I think from our discussion today, everybody is for this. And so we're going to put it on next week's agenda for action.
Okay.
Okay.
Will there be additional work required by the county other than what just basically adopting this?
Well, because it's an ordinance, we have to have a public hearing and
okay.
And it has to be, you know, in the paper and all that stuff. We have to go through the process because that's what I said we do.
Yeah. Okay.
But when you're with, you know, you have to follow the process of government to make it, and that's important because then everybody, all the taxpayers can
right.
know what's going on.
Right.
So
okay.
It was a very, very good, they were very good, very thorough, and it was a good discussion today.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else around that discussion that you would want to talk about?
No.
Okay.
No.
Charlotte Schmid, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Let's talk about new business. Several items there. First was the resolution 24-25. Abatement of taxes for the Stanton Child Resource Center?
Yes. Well, it's a nonprofit organization, and so when they first applied for this, evidently they didn't realize that in 24 when it was beginning to be built that they would be taxed for that. So they got taxes. They got taxed for that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so they came back to us and that was approved unanimously to approve the abatement for that.
Resolution 24-25, abatement of taxes for the city of Elliott for 207 Fifth Street.
Yeah, and that's city property.
Okay.
So that was approved, yeah.
SWPCO Rural Transit System Joint Participation Agreement, fiscal year 26, $6,000.
You know, we should, and this is a yearly thing, and we should have approved it back in May, and it got missed for approval, but we had budgeted for it. It's already been paid. And so we had, you know, I told Jill, we need to officially approve it so that it's in the minutes and it's in our file that way. So that's what it was approved today.
All right. Sheriff's report of fees for August 31st, $3,555.32.
That was approved.
Recorder's report of fees, August 31, $15,868.20.
Approved.
The Treasurer's semi-annual report ending fund balance for August 31, $12,513,792.05.
That was approved.
Claims payable for Wednesday, September 10th, $779,164. That seems a little high still.
It is, and I don't have the claims with me. I apologize.
Okay.
But it is right now because it's the beginning of the fiscal year, and things are being paid out. The big items that
okay.
I could go look it
no,
up and
no, that's fine.
Let you know, but it, yeah, we all think that too.
Yeah. Agenda items for the next meeting.
Well, the only thing that we, well, two things, we're going to set the public hearing or, you know, cause if we're going to, well, first of all, we're going to put the, action item for the National Floodplain Insurance Plan. If it's approved, then we'll have to set the public hearing for that.
Uh-huh.
And then also we want to have maintenance update from Dan. So
okay.
Those are the two items right now.
All
could
right.
be something else by Friday. Yeah.
All right. The next meeting is Tuesday, September 16th.
Yep, at 9 a.m.
Anything else that we need? Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Anything else
well,
we need to touch on?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say is right now at tax time, you know, we had a situation where there's special. Some people get special assessment tax, and just so everybody you know is aware that all money, taxes, special assessment, everything is paid at the treasurer's office. The treasurer takes all money.
Yeah.
Auditor doesn't. Assessor doesn't. You know, it's all paid there. So I just wanted to you know say that out loud because. Sometimes I need to hear things like that.
Sure.
And so, just so they know out there, okay?
All right, very good.
All right.
What's the rest of your day hold today, Charlotte? Blue skies and sunshine.
I have work to do.
Okay. Thanks, Charlotte. Make it a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.